And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Attention Treasure Coast, a move of God is coming like none other. It is the 32nd church anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 24th through Sunday, July 28th. Men, women, boys, and girls from all over will be gathering to experience this impartation from heaven, and you don't want to miss it. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. Call them now for more information, 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Your thoughts from your intentions. It'll try you. Nothing else can try. Doctors can't go there. But the Word can go there. That's why the Word is the lamp to our feet and the light to our path. And it's important that we stay in the path. Okay? So God is restoring the order. David, they were coming all the time of Saul, he never sought to bring the ark to its proper place. Saul was chosen by man. And so he had man interests, not really God interests. As a matter of fact, we know his story well. He sought to slay God's anointed. He was always threatened, jealous, envious, pursuing David to try to kill David. But he never sought to bring the ark. The Philistines had taken it, set it in the temple with Dagon, and the ark slapped Dagon upside the head, knocked him down, cut his head off, cut his hands off, and they said, hey, we can't keep this here. They sent it away. But everywhere they went with the ark, no one knew how to handle the presence. Amen. Amen. The Israelites had forgotten, even though it was written. See, you can be saved and forget a bunch of stuff. Forget how you got where you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's why we can't fall in love with a lot of stuff in the world. I'm going to show you. We got to keep God first. Tell somebody, keep God first. We got to keep him first because he creates, he sets in order, and then he sets in motion. You want to keep moving? You got to keep God first. It doesn't matter how busy life gets. It doesn't matter what's going on, good or bad, we got to keep God first.
Amen.
Amen. Don't forsake your prayer life for the nightlife or any other life. When stuff starts getting real busy, don't forsake something and try to fulfill it with something else. God is a jealous God. In essence, he's jealous of you. And he will not allow you. Listen, I've said this before. Anything that you allow to get between you and God, and you're doing it, and it gets between you and God, God will disrupt it.
Amen.
What he wants from your life, he wants it to spring from your union with him.
Amen.
And see, that takes some effort. That takes some time. That takes some. You can't just run through this thing. Tell somebody right now, God is real. Now see, to some, that just sounds like a cliche, but some don't even really know that God is real.
Amen.
Holy Spirit is not a thing. He's a person.
Amen.
Holy Spirit is not just some, he's a person. Third person of the Godhead. He's God. He's just like the silent partner because he's not speaking of himself. He only speaks what he hears. Just like when Jesus was here, he said, I do nothing of myself. I only do what I hear my Father, see my Father do. But he's got, how are you treating him? Question, do you listen to him at all? Do you know his voice? Can you distinguish when he's trying to speak to you? He's not always using words. There are unctions. Sometimes there's impressions. Sometimes he'll set up a situation. And you get in and you hear God's voice loud and clear. But will you respond to it? Sometimes faith wells up in your heart. But you're afraid. Because you don't know what will happen after that. Well, if faith is welling up in your heart, God got something for you after that. Some don't understand the reverential fear of God. Amen. It's not a spooky fear. It's a respect and a reverence. It's like if you've ever been, you know, gotten your finger burned on a stove, like a cat sit up on the stove and the stove is on, electric stove, and all of a sudden you get it. You rest assured he ain't getting up there no more. He'll look at it, he ain't going to go. You have a reverential fear of God. But do you know him? That's a really good question. Or do you just know of him? He's a person. It's not some just ooh. You know, it's possible to grieve him. We've all felt this before when you've grieved him, how you felt. Huh? You talk about weight. And man, mine all messed up. You just pray that thing off of you. The Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption. The just are called to live by faith. Amen. Not by fear. So, Saul never made an attempt to bring the ark, the presence of God, to its proper place, but David did. Only David was caught up more in emotion initially. Amen. Just the fact that the ark had come back, or that when he became king in Abinadab's, the ark was there 20 years and they watched over it. And when David found out, he was excited to bring it back. But there was so much excitement, so much emotion, he didn't go to the word. He didn't go to the word to find out. It was just exciting. They had it on a new. They got rid of the. To my understanding, they got rid of the ox cart that the Philistines put on and put it on a new ox cart. And Ahio and Uzzah were transporting it. They lived with it for 20 years. It's dangerous to become familiar. With God's presence. Amen. This is why prophetic people, I would suggest, why they tend to suffer more. Because God has to keep them in a place of listening and hearing. And you know, like I know, nothing like suffering will cause your ears to perk up. Persecution or opposition, it numbs the flesh. And you listen You're listening. So Saul didn't do it, but David did. But there was so much emotion that he didn't do the proper research. They just brought it. Just bring it. And here they are marching. And this is a big deal now. It's a lot of folk out there. It's a big parade, a lot of music, a lot of noise, a lot of singing, a lot of dancing, everything. And they just transported out. But God sent them away where they had to go through Nacon's or Chidon's. I think it's Chidon's threshing floor. See, the threshing floor is where the wheat is separated from the chaff. The wheat and the tare are separated. See, God has to take us through a way, amen, where he separates stuff. I don't know about you, but I know in my own life, God has shown me stuff I didn't even know.
Amen. Amen.
I thought it had it all together. Right? Until we got to the threshing floor. All of a sudden, the screen turns on. What? All that? What? He's getting you ready. He's got to get you ready for the presence. He's not dissing you. He's got to perfect some things. He's got to show you something. You don't even know it. See, all things are open and naked in God's sight. Thank God he doesn't just show us all the time. Because in your best state, you are still altogether vanity. And the moment you think you got it, God said, let me show you a little something. Let me give you a little peek. Oh, Lord. Huh?
Amen.
He can show you. He can show you.
Amen.
So they were caught up in emotion, and they were just traveling with the ark, you know, just doing their thing. And let me back up a little bit, because this is not for someone to become condemned.
Amen.
Or guilty.
Amen.
Because when God sees us, he sees us through the lens of Christ.
Amen.
So see, even in your messed up state,
amen,
you are complete in him.
Amen.
So see, this is why we can rejoice. Now, as to where I want to go in this life, I got to deal with some stuff.
Amen.
As God shows me, I got to lay aside weights and sin that so easily beset me, so I can run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set at the right hand of God the Father. So there's some stuff we need to work on this journey, but as far as our standing, we are not condemned. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation unto them that are in Christ Jesus.
Attention, Treasure Coast. A move of God is coming like none other. It is the 32nd church anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 24th through Sunday, July 28th. Men, women, boys, and girls from all over will be gathering to experience this impartation from heaven, and you don't want to miss it. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. Call them now for more information, 772-465-0036. Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel in